Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Moses for Zion's Poor.
The actual activity of the high priest in the tabernacle was not seen because the veil prevented the eye of man from beholding the glory of the sin sacrifice. Yet those gathered in the outer court could rejoice, since they believed that the actions of the high priest were sufficient to expiate their sins, even though the actual transaction was hidden from their view. But Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? As we behold him who is our tabernacle, our great high priest, and our sacrifice, that we can identify with the words of the psalmist, "How amiable are thy tabernacles!" It is a glorious thing to be able to gaze upon the glories of that one who has forever satisfied our sin debt and cleansed us from all guilt attached to it. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. This is the central theme of the gospel. Without the definite atonement of Christ in actually purchasing that possession which he came to redeem, we have no message of hope to declare to the mourning sons of God. Not one of those whose salvation was purchased there can possibly ever be lost. They are forever justified by the activity of their high priest, who arose after the order of Melchizedek. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, called of God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. The gospel is not a message which requires a cooperative effort on the part of men and the Lord. Rather, it is a clear declaration that he has accomplished the redemption and salvation of every one of those for whom he entered into that holy place and does ever live to make intercession for. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. This number for which he makes intercession cannot be increased in any wise by the activity or efforts of men. But thanks be unto God, it most certainly cannot be diminished by the failings of men either. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Happy is that people that is in such a case, yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. We can see into the holy place, and behold the mercy seat, and him who sits upon the everlasting throne. Well did the psalmist say, "For a day in thy courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness." What a privilege it is to be led inside the court of the tabernacle, enclosed with the fine white linen of Christ's righteousness. Those who pass by on the outside see no beauty, but those who have by the grace of God been taken inside desire no other dwelling. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Happy the church, thou sacred place, the seat of thy Creator's grace. Thy holy courts are his abode, thou earthly palace of our God. Thy walls are strength, and at thy gates a guard of heavenly warriors waits. Nor shall thy deep foundations move, fixed on his counsels and his love.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.